We have these readings for the memorial of St. Margaret, Queen of Scotland in the 11th century, with the readings from Proverbs chapter 31 that speaks of the valiant wife who was so diligent in the household, taking care of her husband and her children, working day and night, having her night light on at night, working tirelessly for the good of her family and for God. And we have the gospel too, sort of supporting that, speaking of the woman who, or the man who finds a treasure in a field and hides it, and sells everything he has to buy that field, and a merchant who finds a pearl of great price and sells all that he has and buys it, so that selling all that we have, giving up all that we have for the kingdom of heaven, which is the pearl of great price, a price beyond anything we can imagine. So we have to work hard for the kingdom of heaven, and we need to sell everything, meaning giving up all of our own will, all of our own desires, for the kingdom of heaven, to live to do God's will, as opposed to doing our own will. You know, as opposed to, you know, getting married for my own enjoyment and then not having too many children so that I can, you know, have everything. I want my cake and eat it too here in this life. Instead of living for what God wants me to do, I think of marriage and think of husbands and wives in this day where you only want one or two children and then have a, you know, enjoy ourselves after that. Have a instead of having a large family as God wants families to have, generally speaking, be fruitful and multiply. Women will be saved in childbearing, says Scripture, St. Paul. And a large family to populate heaven, to sanctify the husbands and wives, and to bring up holy children. Instead, this selfishness, myself, thinking, you know, living for this world and ambition and enjoyments, and at the expense of doing God's will, at the expense of the good of others. I don't want to take care of someone else because it's going to crimp my style and it's going to prevent me from having my enjoyments and my entertainments. So there's the difference between living for this world, which is my own will and my own enjoyments, and living for eternal life, heaven, living for heaven, selling everything, selling my own will to obtain the kingdom of heaven by doing God's will. We must sell everything. We must live entirely for the kingdom of heaven. Otherwise, we're going to be divided. Otherwise, we're going to do partly our will and partly God's will, and that's not going to please God, and it's not going to make us happy either. We can't live a divided life. We can't live to serve two masters, ourselves and God. We must live entirely for God. We must sell everything and stake everything in heaven, which is eternal, never ends, and is going to satisfy all my desires. This world, we live partially for this world. We are never satisfied, and then we lose so much treasure for the kingdom of heaven. So let's stake everything on the kingdom of heaven. Let us be hard workers like this valiant wife. Diligent. Diligent means we care. We take care. Take care of our soul. We take care of those who we're responsible for. We take care of our entire life, to serve God who wants us to be perfect in every way, which means we have to take care of everything in our soul, in our work life, in those who are responsible for our entire life. Let us take care to obtain the kingdom of heaven by selling everything for it.